Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. And I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity by doing so. Today, I have a special one-hour show, and after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll talk about the magic of the season, including the magic of the first Christmas and the magic for this Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Then during the second half hour of the show, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. And next Friday on December 30th, I'll also have another one-hour show, and I'll give you my astrological forecast for 2012. Plus, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's up in the heavens, I want to let those of you in the Seattle area know that I'll be speaking three times in early January. Tuesday, January 3rd, I'll be speaking at East West Bookshop in Seattle on navigating 2012 astrological energies for success. That's from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Then on Saturday, January 14th, I'll be back at East West Bookshop to present an afternoon workshop, Prosper with the Universe, so you can thrive by learning the basic skills of bringing money and solutions to you quickly and easily. And finally, I'll be speaking at The Herbalist in Seattle on Thursday, January 19th, from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Now, my topic for that will be astrology's economic forecast for 2012. And to learn more, go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the link for appearances under About. And hey, the holidays are here. Can't you tell? And you know what that means? It means you're going to need a new calendar soon. This year, don't just buy a regular calendar to keep track of the days. Get a calendar that will tell you what time it really is, when to act, when to wait, and how to best use your time. And that way, you can work in harmony with the universe and be much more successful. That calendar is the 2012 Good Timing Guide, Time Codes for Success. It's color-coded and easy to use. It applies to everyone, especially to all your projects, work activities, and important decisions. It includes those pesky timeouts when nothing comes of whatever actions you're taking, so you can avoid taking important actions then. Just go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com and order your good timing guide so you can be much more successful by working in harmony with the universe. And you can also call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, we just had the winter solstice on December 21st or 22nd, depending on your time zone. The winter solstice is the shortest day of the year, and after that, the sun starts bringing more light to us and the days get longer again. Now, the chart for the date and time of this event is important because it gives us a good indication of the energies for the first quarter of 2012. Now, this winter solstice is a mixture of abundance, growth, and unexpected shakeups. This is shown by the cycles of Sun trine Jupiter, Sun square Uranus, and Sun conjunct Pluto. This period looks like one of unexpected shakeups, powerful leaders who propose unexpected or radical solutions to major changes are in the driver's seat. Those leaders who don't want change are likely to leave one way or another. We just saw this occur with North Korea's leader Kim Jong II dying this week. He had led his country with a mixture of fear and isolation, which is really not supported in our new energies. He just couldn't change, though, so his only real option was to leave. His death could leave North Korea to large amounts of growth. We'll see what happens there. Other major changes will do the same. We could see the unexpected deaths of leaders, celebrities, or the resignations of powerful CEOs. Now, the winter solstice chart shows we're entrenched in not knowing how to get what we want or constantly fighting over how to get it. This is the cycle of Venus sesquiquadrate Mars, and this is likely to apply in particular to the housing industry, which seems to be in an entrenched downward spiral. Now, we may also fight behind the scenes about money or relationship issues, probably behind the scenes, so as not to ruffle too many feathers during the holidays. But whether the fighting is done behind the scenes or not, this tension is evident to those who pay attention. Now, in the area of the stock markets, they appear to be dropping very unexpectedly and very fast. So hopefully you've got at least a good percentage of your money in gold or something besides stocks or bonds. And remember that this situation could suggest the stock market will drop unexpectedly through March 21st. Now, the good news is that the potential to make money shows up strongly in this chart. This is shown by the cycles of Sun trine Jupiter, with both of them sextile Vesta and Chiron. So look for easy ways to make money with these cycles. The opportunities are there for the taking, but they require action on your part. Now, next, we have a new moon tomorrow on December 24th. How interesting that it occurs on Christmas Eve. New moons are times to plant seeds for what you want to grow, and they're associated with birthing new projects. And here we are on Christmas Eve. With this new moon in Capricorn, we're planting seeds for structures that support our growth. And in order to do that, though, we may be making some radical changes or breakthroughs. Now, what's getting started at this new moon is similar to what's happening at the winter solstice. So there could be unexpected changes in leadership, particularly foreign leaders or possibly political leaders, celebrities, or business people in the U.S. This is shown by the cycles of the Sun and Moon conjunct Pluto and square Uranus. So look for shakeups that will impact both citizens and leaders. And these could also be decisions that disrupt the status quo, such as the National Defense Authorization Act, which removes our rights to a fair trial or even to be charged while being detained indefinitely. Now, this set of cycles peaks December 29th, and it stays in range through January 4th. This new moon also has potential for lots of growth and abundance to occur, but something about it is hidden. So this could indicate that the solutions offered will result in abundance for just the leaders instead of everyone. Or it could also be that we don't realize the amount of abundance and growth that can come from the changes, and we may delay them because of that. The stock market continues to look like it's tanking, but this time it looks like a lot of insider trading behind the scenes may be taking place. This could also indicate that investment firms and other large market players are speculating against certain markets, and that is what's causing the market to dive. Now, this chart also shows a strong tendency for an economic downturn. This is shown by the cycle of Jupiter in the first house opposite the Saturn in the seventh house. However, it may be that we don't want to see this yet since it's the holidays. This is suggested by Jupiter being intercepted in the chart. And this downturn cycle won't last too long, though. We'll start moving away from it in early February. But the coming year has other cycles that could indicate economic challenges. On the plus side, though, Jupiter goes direct on Christmas Day, suggesting that Santa Claus really is coming to town. Now, beginning on Christmas, peaking on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, and staying in range through January 6th, we have a cycle that's associated with road rage and expressing anger. This can come out in other ways, such as unexpressed resentment, sulking, and cutting remarks. So be careful when we're in this cycle. You can use it well by expressing your needs in a factual way, but doing so with anger will greatly diminish your chances of getting what you want. So be careful. For best results, use the process in the book, Nonviolent Communication, A Language for Life by Marshall Rosenberg. And also, Be careful not to drive when you're angry. If you drive when you're angry, you'll be much more likely to attract other angry drivers to you, and that will increase your chances of an accident considerably. So if you find yourself in this predicament, get some exercise before you drive, or let someone else drive you. Don't try to sweep anger under the rug. That's a surefire mechanism for attracting road rage to you. Now for a tip from my 2011 Good Timing Guide. This week, your tip is this. Notice that December 26th after the timeout, December 27th, and December 28th until the timeout are the best days we have left this year. They still have their challenges, but if you must get something done this year, those are the times to do it. We don't get better dates again until January 12th or 13th, which are the last good new start days until late April. Now, lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on this show so you don't have to take notes. You can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it on my website. To do so, just go to my site at askmadeline.com and look for the What's Up in the Heavens link on the left side of the page. That's askmadeline.com, and it's free, so get signed up today. Now, what are the secrets of the first Christmas in this season? What kind of magic can we expect with this one? When I come back after this short break, I'll talk about the magic of the season, so stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Today, I'm talking about the magic of the season. I'll talk about the magic of the first Christmas and what we can expect for this one, too. Now, first of all holidays this time of year are associated with the season of light. That's because, essentially, we're all celebrating that the sun is finally returning and the days will start growing longer again. The Jewish tradition celebrates their festival of lights with a menorah and the lighting of their candles. Notice that many Christmas carols mention the word light, such as "Guide us to thy perfect light," or "Son of God loves pure light, and to the earth it gave great light." The winter solstice was originally about celebrating the return of the light and overcoming the dark. Now, even now, we celebrate this season by putting up lights outside and on our Christmas trees. And many of us feel better when we see the holiday lights, especially since many of us in my area go to work in the dark and or come home in the dark at this time of the year. It's natural to be happy about the increase of light regardless of its source. Now, the first Christmas has a story about three wise men who followed a star to find baby Jesus. A star, of course, is another form of light. And in this case, the star is a guiding light. The concept of light being used for guidance is found throughout the religions of the world. And in Christianity, Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." So the theme of light is woven into this holiday season in many, many ways. Now, while I'm on the topic of those three wise men, have you ever wondered why they were considered to be wise? The three wise men were astrologer priests. They were actually following the first conjunction of the planets of Jupiter and Saturn in the sign of Pisces. And they knew that a new king would be born to bring in the age of Pisces, and the star would lead them to him. So astrologers were an important part of the story of Jesus' birth. Astrology is another way in which to receive the guidance of the stars or the guidance of the light, and it has very ancient and spiritual foundations. Now, to go even further into the significance of light, it's a little-known scientific fact that our own DNA has at least 1,000 photons of light in each DNA molecule. Isn't that amazing? There are at least 1,000 photons of light in a single DNA molecule. The current thinking is that those photons of light inside our DNA molecules are encoded with the information to build life. What an amazing possibility. So it's the light, not the DNA molecules, which has the information to create life. Now, when you consider that the human body has an estimated 10 trillion cells, each with their own DNA molecules, this means that humans are made up primarily of light, and that would be divine light. Because of the extra amount of darkness at this time of the year, this season gives us a chance to reconnect with our own divinity and to shine our light. We do this, of course, by helping others during the holidays and by choosing compassion and forgiveness more often than we typically do. This is one reason why this season is considered magical. When it's darkest, our light comes out more often and shines. So the first Christmas was about bringing in a new age, the age of Pisces, which is represented by the fish. Christ was the leader associated with that age, and he was fishing for men or souls. However long before Christ was born, this season of the year was celebrated for thousands of years because the light was returning. Now, let's turn our attention to the present time. This Christmas Eve, we have a new moon, which means you cannot see the moon since it's still dark. New moons are associated with planting new seeds or birthing new projects. And it's interesting that it occurs on Christmas Eve since we're celebrating Christ's birth the next day. Now, with this Capricorn new moon, we're planting seeds for our well-being and continued growth. This particular new moon is very similar to the winter solstice energies. However, now, both the public and their leaders are encountering unexpected shakeups and challenges. And with any luck at all, we'll all have breakthroughs which transform an important situation for each of us. That breakthrough has some great consequences. It leads us to much higher levels of growth or prosperity. So now the question becomes this: What kind of breakthrough do you need to make that would bring you more energy and growth? Be willing to make those changes, and you'll get some great rewards. Before I move on, though, I want to mention a couple of things about that breakthrough. A breakthrough requires a commitment. It means you will make a change that you cannot undo. You can't stop halfway through it. There's no dipping your toe in either. It's more like jumping off into a river. You're going to get wet, and there's no turning back once you jump. On the other hand, you'll be in the flow of the river once you do. And with plenty of support for your needs and desires. Now, you don't need to jump into the river on Christmas Eve in order to use these energies. You might instead just set your intention to go inside and get some answers about the type of breakthrough you need to make so you can decide what change or commitment to make. And if you'll make that breakthrough and commitment prior to the next third quarter moon on January 16th, you'll have the best chance for a successful jump into the river and into 2012. Now, at this new moon, Saturn is also trine Neptune. This is a cycle that suggests structures are changing easily in order to accommodate new visions for the future. This is a cycle of magic, too, because your intention to change something important can easily dissolve any barriers or structures that are no longer supportive of you. Even better, you can morph those structures into ones that support your new vision. Now, what's a structure? How about the schedules of you or your household members, or who handles which tasks and which tasks get done? It might be a policy or decision that keeps things from moving forward. Anything you've thought that was in the way of your new vision can change easily. Now, let's look at Christmas Day. There's plenty of physical energy and emotional excitement on Christmas with the moon trine Mars and the moon quintile Uranus. So that's great. We arrive with plenty of energy to get through this day, and it looks like we're enjoying our surprises. Jupiter is the planet that represents abundance and growth. In modern terminology, Jupiter is the equivalent of our Santa Claus. Jupiter has been retrograde since August 30th, so it's quite amazing, actually, that Jupiter goes direct or moves forward on Christmas Day, the day when Santa Claus delivers. I expect there will be some wonderful surprises under the Christmas tree this year. However, with Jupiter stopped, it's also possible that some of those great surprises may be a little bit delayed. Now, even if that happens, it probably won't matter. We're in the mood to have a wonderful time and enjoy ourselves, and this is related to the cycle of the Sun trine Jupiter. We feel expansive and generous with this cycle, so how perfect to have these energies for Christmas. I should probably caution you, however, that it's easy to overeat with this cycle and gain weight. So be at least a little bit careful if you don't want more weight. This Christmas has some great potential for healing, and this is part of the magic of this season. Both the Sun and Jupiter are sextile to Chiron, the centaur who was known for his healing abilities. So the really great gifts this Christmas are not necessarily under the tree. They're gifts of forgiveness, understanding, and compassion, which allow old hurts and wounds to be healed. These energies can also allow physical illnesses to heal. And that's another great gift of this season. Someone very sick may get a lot better. Now, one of the challenges of this day is that we're in range for a cycle that can be associated with accidents or anger. But this isn't that strong yet, though, so if you watch your P's and Q's, you should easily be able to avoid any issues like that. Remember, this is the time to choose understanding, compassion, and forgiveness, not anger. The hard part of this season is that not everyone will get well. Some people may choose to leave unexpectedly, too. And keep in mind that some souls are being called back early for their next assignment. Some of them will come back quickly as one of the new kids who are anchoring in the new energies, the new beliefs, and the major changes. So as hard as this can be on us, there may be an important purpose behind it. Now that leads us to the real magic of this season. In spite of the fun, the gifts, the surprises, the music, the great food, the decorations, and church celebrations, we all know what the real magic of this season is. It's love, pure and simple. It's love. Our light, yes, that light I talked about earlier in our DNA molecules, is encoded with the love of God, Source, the universe. Choose your word. And this is the most important time to express that love. That's why it's so important to be with the people you love for this holiday. It's the love we have for others that's behind giving them our gifts. Love is the most powerful and creative energy in the entire universe. So this Christmas, be sure you enjoy the real magic of the season by expressing your love to all those people who are important in your life. Now, do you have a question for me? When we come back from the short break, I'll be taking one or two calls. I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birthday, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Are you ready for an extraordinary life? Introducing Spectrum Life Design Education. Spectrum seminars and training are intended for you to discover and redesign the core beliefs that generate your life results, circumstances, and experiences by utilizing a synergistic approach to the art of living. Participants are provided with experiential and practical tools that raise their level of consciousness that embrace the whole person, mind, body, heart, and spirit. These principles allow you to transform your ability to engage your authentic yearnings, to profoundly connect with yourself and others, along with maximizing your potential and greatest dreams. For more information as well as a course schedule, please visit them at SpectrumLifeDesign.com. That's SpectrumLifeDesign.com.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Now, right now, I'm taking one or two calls, and I can answer business, economic, prosperity, and personal questions. And remember, for personal questions, I need to know your date, time, and location of birth. And I'll be taking your calls through the top of the hour. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That number to call again is 1-800-930-2819. And also, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And at the moment, I'm scheduling January 9th and later. And also, just remember that I offer both business and personal consultations to help you or your business get headed in the right direction. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. Let's start things off. And we have Diane calling in from Redmond, Washington. She wants to know what her finances and the outlook might be for the new year. And her birth date is January 28th of 38 at 4:30 in the afternoon. And she was born in Seattle. So, Diane, welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline.
Thank you so much.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. Now,
you
know what? That's not an accurate time. It was sometime around between 4 and 4:30.
Oh, okay.
That's as close as I could get for my mother.
All right. Now, would you say you're outgoing as a personality or more perhaps inward?
No, I'm very outgoing.
Outgoing. Oh, okay. Then I think we have at least a close approximation of your time. And I'm just going to maybe use 420 as a...
Pardon me. I didn't hear you.
I'm going to use 420 as the time
for your
birth, just because we know that you're an outgoing personality. So
okay.
Okay, now, you're interested in the situation with finances, right?
Well, yeah, that and everything else, but finances are always foremost in my mind. I'm still working at 74, and I'm getting tired.
Ah, I see. Okay. So you're employed and not self-employed?
I'm self-employed, yes.
You are self-employed. Oh,
uh-huh.
Okay, that makes a difference in where I look in the chart for income coming to you. And what kind of work do you do?
I work as a personal chef.
Oh, wow. How fun.
Well,
okay.
It's fun, but it's been fun for a lot of years, but I'm just tired.
Right. Right. You're ready for something different. Yes. Well, it looks like you're having a little bit of prosperity coming to you now at the season, at least. Did you get some more money in recently, or are you about to get more money in?
Well, I'm expecting a large amount of money in the mail. It hasn't come yet.
Okay. It looks like it's coming within a week.
Okay.
Yeah, a week to maybe 8 days. But it's definitely on its way. And that part is great. So if you have any way that you can put some of that money into gold while it's down, that might be helpful to you for conserving it and growing it at a faster rate than you could do safely in other ways.
Margin amount. I
see.
It would purchase a couple of ounces only.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Well, you might put, you know, 500 into it or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Right now, let's see. The other thing I was looking at here is, are you... It looks like you're feeling tired, and you've mentioned that. So
yeah.
I would definitely, you know, because your money is related to your physical energies, it might be a good idea for you to give yourself like an adrenal boost.
What?
You might get your adrenals boosted up.
Yes, uh-huh.
You know, so that,
I understand that.
Yeah. Because it looks like you're, you know, if you continue without doing that, you might let your money go kind of perhaps less intentionally. But, you see, to match your energy. You see, if your energy stays low, then people get rid of their money.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, you might get some B12 shots or start working with some herbs that would help you to...
I am actually doing that.
Great. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
That's perfect, because that will help you get through this period. And now, for the long term here, you know, you've got a pretty good setup here for making money. Have you been able to save any?
Not a huge amount. I have some savings, but not a huge amount.
That's what keeps you working?
Yes.
Well, see if there's some way that you can work less. You know,
I'm working on that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I would try working 3 days a week or something like that and see if you can't make it work out. It looks like you're ready for a breakthrough to change some kind of situation that's hard on you, and I imagine this might be it. So this might be the time to jump in the river and get wet and just cut your hours back and see how it goes.
Yeah, that's a very good idea.
Yeah, you might raise your prices a little bit so you can do that. You have a lot of experience.
Mm-hmm.
You're worth it.
Pardon me?
You're worth it. Yeah, you're worth it. Okay?
Yes, thank you so much for your...
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks, Diane. And it leaves another line open here at Cosmic Connections with Madeline Gerwick. It's 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And our next caller will be Tina from Lakewood. And Madeline, I will give you that information when you're ready.
Okay.
She was born on June 4th of 65, so 64.
June 4th of 1965.
Uh-huh. And so far, she doesn't have an exact time. It was in the evening, though, so I explained to her this will be a different style of reading.
Yeah, no kidding.
Which is very true. And then she was born in Palo Alto, California.
Palo Alto.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, and Tina's question for today is direction, and she's having some trouble setting some goals lately, so let's see if we can help her out. Tina, welcome to the show. What's up?
Right. Hi, thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Tina.
Yeah,
what kind of direction are you looking for? Are you looking for a career? Is that what you're thinking?
No, not career, basically personal, because my career is awesome. But, you know, I do a lot of things on the side, do a lot of music and creativity and that sort of thing, and that's always supplemented my career life.
Oh,
and so right now I'm kind of in a fog, yeah.
Well, that is interesting. You have a cycle going on now which is supportive of higher creativity levels. So, and that's going to be going on now through about like early June, that kind of thing. So you've got some time left on that to be working with that. And it looks to me like your creativity is bound up in you transforming your motivations. So you might be, for example, having breakthroughs periodically on a regular basis, I imagine, to keep you moving. And that can be unsettling but greatly rewarding as you go through them.
Okay.
Because you uncover more and more good stuff as you go through them.
Okay.
Whatever comes up that way, you know, it's nothing to ever be avoided. You know, it's tied directly to your creativity, and the more you delve into it, the easier it will be to continue along those paths. Now, this year, it might seem like you have perhaps an extra push, and this is probably going to be true for the next probably 2 to 3 years, is that you may have an extra push for making changes, that perhaps you've wanted to make these changes and they will be easy for you to make these changes. And so that will give you kind of an extra support for doing so. And is there anything in your belief system that prevents you from making changes?
No. I'm welcoming changes. I'm wanting to occur. Mm-hmm.
Good. Okay. Because if there is, they would probably change along the way. Yeah. So now, let's see. The other thing to think about here is just that you have probably come through a period of emotional confusion. Mm-hmm. Does that sound familiar?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Emotional confusion. Okay. So are you feeling a little more clarity right now?
Yeah. Just the fact that, you know, I don't want to be scared of change. I want change. I'm not sure if that was a good thing.
Yeah,
so I want
actually,
change. I want to make sure it's not negative. I want change. I'm hoping I'm not leaving any responsibilities or I'm letting anybody down, but I'm wanting change.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And as long as you have clarity about that, I think you're going to be in good shape. You know,
okay.
It's going to work out pretty well for you. Keep going on that path. Whenever you get to feeling confused, just go inside and look for the answers within, because that's where they all are.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. So do you have a question for me? When we come back from this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls, and I'll have my prosperity tip of the week. And I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at the studio at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
None of us enter a marriage with the goal of leaving it. Divorce and separation is heartbreaking. Disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear are normal, even if the divorce is amicable. It is possible to divorce or separate with dignity and respect. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through a divorce with soul. You come to see the possibilities being created for you. You get to step out of your marriage and into a new relationship with yourself and your life. Contact them today at 617-328-7113 or by email at coachmonique@verizon.net and visit their website, soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463, or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Right now, I'm taking one or two calls, and I believe, let's see, do we have enough callers for today, or do we have time for one more?
We might be able to sneak one more in there, 1-800-930-2819.
Fabulous. And after that, I'll give you the prosperity tip of the week. So remember, for personal questions, I need to know your date, time, and location of birth. And that number to call again is 1-800-930-2819. And Benny says we probably have time for just one more caller. And also, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me on January 9th or later by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. 8300. And remember, I offer both business and personal consultations to help you or your business get headed in the right direction. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. Let's take Mari. She's calling in from Kirkland, Washington, and she's also looking for her finances or what's up for the new year. And her birth date is February 13th of 55 at 6:15 in the morning in Ireland. So, Mari, welcome to the show. What's up?
Hi. Hi, Madeline.
Hi, Mari.
I've been working... Hi, I've been working on my finances for, it seems like, forever, so I'm hoping that I'm going to have some breakthrough here.
It's a great place for a breakthrough, I get it. Yes, okay. So are you self-employed or employed?
No, I'm employed.
You're employed.
In education.
In education, okay. And what kind of teaching or work do you do in education?
I work with kids who, you know, come from challenging backgrounds, and they're sort of behind a little bit in their studies.
Okay. And so you're a teacher.
Well, I'm not a qualified teacher. I'm a teaching assistant, we're a paraeducator.
Oh, okay, a teaching assistant. Okay, that's what I was trying to figure out. Okay, it does look like there is some. Some money here. Have you gotten any money recently that has come in? You have not. Because there is looks like there is some money hanging around close by. Is it possible you have a relationship that's come in recently? Is there a new relationship?
Well, it's not a new relationship. It's a relationship that's renewed, let's put it like that.
Okay, a renewed relationship. We like that. That's good. Okay, so that could also lead you to some more prosperity, because as you feel better, if you're enjoying yourself, and love is one of the most powerful creative force that there is, and so when you're in love, it's easy to attract money to you, and that is one of the most important reasons for being in love, is that you're creating wonderful things in your life when you're in that energy and that flow. Now, I was just looking at, I'm sorry?
Nice.
Oh, yes, it is nice. And also, it looks like you have an opportunity here for you to make some extra money. So there is, you know, this nice possibility that you could make extra money, but it looks like there might be some kind of a change associated with that. Are you contemplating changing schools or anything like that?
Yeah, I am, but don't know where to go with it. I would like to. Yeah, I am, but
okay.
I don't know where to go.
Okay, so just set your intention right now that you want the universe to guide you to the right place.
Okay.
Where you can be of the most benefit and earn the highest income potential for your work.
Okay.
And so you want the universe to lead you, basically, step by step to where that is.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
And so be open to the possibility that you know, another opportunity may come to you that would require some change.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't necessarily be terrible. I mean, it's not, you know, change isn't terrible. It just means there's some some disruption and usually some extra effort to get something new started, right?
Hmm, I see.
Right. So okay. So sometimes we avoid it because it takes extra effort. but it can pay off downstream, so that's why we do it. And it looks like you have a possibility for that. So I would focus on those things. I'm going to check one other area of your chart. It looks to me like there's one other thing going on which might be somewhat of a challenge, which is that it might be that you're feeling fearful or self-doubt.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes, okay. And that would be pushing money away from you.
Yeah.
So I would do everything you can whenever those doubts come up to say, I see you, but I'm not feeding you.
Yeah, okay.
You're not going to dwell on those doubts. You're just going to let them go.
Okay.
Because you can use this energy instead to morph the structures that you have in your life into something better that feeds your vision of where you want to be.
Yes.
So let those self-doubts go.
Okay.
And instead, focus on your vision of where you want to be. Use your intuition. Listen to your intuition, and you'll have a better shot at it. Okay?
Okay. Great.
All right. Good luck now.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
Bye.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
All right, Madeline.
Okay.
That actually takes care of it for the calls for today.
Okay. Wow. That's great. So we have a little time to talk about some prosperity tips, and I love that, especially at this time of the year when we're so full of so many things to do. Now, of course, we're in the home stretch of the holiday season, and no matter what you celebrate, this is the season of joy and light. So I hope that this is how you're feeling. Sometimes the season feels anxious or stressful, and if you find yourself in that situation, just ask yourself, what task would you like to do? Then skip or delay the ones that are not on your list, or find someone else to do them. Follow your own internal monitor. And that means you have to check in with your body so you can choose to do the tasks that bring you the most joy. So if that's not sitting in a parking lot or plowing through a store, you know, don't put yourself in that energy. Remember that what will make this holiday season one to remember is your joyful presence rather than another present under the tree or in a stocking. So allow yourself to skip the stress to do more and more. This year, allow yourself to choose to do whatever feels like fun to you and keeps you in joy. And that's what your friends and family will remember long after the gifts are unwrapped. They'll remember that you stayed in the present moment and that you truly enjoyed your time with them, and they likewise enjoyed their time with you. And interestingly enough, that is exactly what will keep your money coming back to you. Because when we're in joy, we're easily bringing money to us. It's when we're in stress and anxiety about getting all these things done that we start pushing our money away from us. And just notice how many times you buy stuff for Christmas or other holidays, and then you realize later you bought too much. You bought too much. It didn't all fit in the stocking, or maybe it just wasn't things that people really cared about to begin with. And while you stressed yourself out for it, you pushed your money away when you did that. So this is the season to keep yourself light and in joyful energy, which will bring you the most prosperity. So this season, bring money to you by staying in good spirits. Now, I have some more tips to tell you, but that one is really the most important. But this is another one that I want to share with you, because in our season of giving, it's actually a great time to look back and be grateful for the assistance and energy that many people gave us during the year. So remember to do that. Take some time to appreciate their presence in your life, and the abundance will increase. Now, lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline. And while you're there, remember to order your 2012 Good Timing Guides and Newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe. And you can also call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation, or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. And again, that number is 877-524-8300. Now, join me again next Friday, December 30th, for another one-hour special when I'll give you my astrological forecast for 2012. And plus, I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. This is Madeline Gerwig, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you happy holidays and good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.